What's up, Audioboo? How are you? You know, I have been a fan of Justin.tv for many, many years. As a matter of fact, when it first debuted in 06 and it was just Justin Khan, the Asian frontier, had the camera on his head, went out on dates like with people like Crystal Baldwin and different people like that, I've been a big fan of it ever since then. I first came on JTV when it was in beta, when it was originally just a mix of a handful of people in there, and it's grown to big, big proportions, right? There's never truly been a site that's taken my attention away from Justin.tv. We've been invited back in my heyday to go to Ustream, to go to Mogulus, all these different sites, even Live Video tried to offer me and my good friend Lorenzo Live a contract. We said no. We stayed right there. Block TV went over there for a while. Nah, not for me. I even made money at Block TV, but I went away from it. I just can never find what I liked in Justin.tv. However, I got to tell you, so Alki David, who billionaire Alki David, which I know he's on the Forbes list, and some people are like, is he really a billionaire? It doesn't matter. He's wealthy. Okay, I don't know exactly what his net worth is, but yes, I'm trying to search it myself, and I got an email the other night that said he's not on the Forbes list. I don't think that really means he's not a billionaire. I don't believe the Forbes has every billionaire in existence, but anyway, enough of that. Alki David, extremely wealthy entrepreneur mixed in with Coca-Cola Foundation stuff overseas and all this kind of stuff. He's just a mega millionaire, billionaire, whatever he may be. All right. So he launched Battlecam.com. Battlecam.com. Simply amazing because it only lets you watch one person at a time, but it's real and it's harsh, meaning that when somebody comes on, there's lots of them that can go in there and you get a cue and you're ready, right? So you're just sitting there waiting for your chance to entertain these people in the audience. If you do not entertain them very quickly, they will do what they call poop you off, which means you get voted off and then somebody else comes on. You get put back at the end of the line to try it again. If they like you, they click like. And the longer you are on, the more points you earn. Therefore, you may win a prize. Now, some of the prizes spoken of have been cash, televisions, Xbox, PlayStations, these type of things. So I have never gone on there successfully except one time because it's still in beta and there's some audio trouble and I never can't seem to get my sound card to work properly. However, on Monday, May the 31st, Alki is going to have their very first singing competition, meaning it's going to be like American Idol, but at the end, you immediately will vote the person that night and there'll be a winner of a cash prize. So, if you want to watch, you go over to battlecam.com or maybe you're a singer yourself, go to battlecam.com, register, and then at 7:30 on the West Coast and 10:30 p.m. on the East Coast, it starts the competition. It'll be singing. Whoever wins will win a cash prize. There may be multiple winners, but I know for a fact there'll be a grand prize of a cash prize. And I'm sure it'll be very nice. So anyway, if you do go over to Battle Cam, catch for a couple of people. Now, there's a guy named Beta Master, who, for lack of talent on the site, is probably one of the ones that people enjoy the most. However, in the scale of things, if he was before a true studio that had to rate, he would get like a negative 20. I mean, he's very amateur. His calls don't go over very well. He's still got a lot of time to kind of catch his craft. But he's made the mistake recently of adding a guy into his calls that's leading the calls, and the guy's not quite funny, exactly, right? There's a handful of people that have lower expectations that are laughing, but if you're a true comedy fan, you won't like it. But anyway, he's on there. There's a young guy named Corey who's been there since the beginning. There's a guy that you have a hard time seeing. He's African-American, but you have a hard time seeing him on camera because he doesn't do well in bad lighting. So occasionally you'll see him, but oftentimes you just see like a hint of an eye or a tooth. I don't mean anything by that at all negative. I'm being completely honest. His name is Alex. He's recently been promoted up to a mod, which with one click of a button, Alki would lead all those people in about 24 hours. And then my personal favorite, Susie. Now, a lot of people think that I make fun of Susie or I have some ulterior motive with Susie. I really and truly enjoy Susie. I'm not a bad person. I've done funny things on the show and silly shit, but I really do like Susie. I really enjoy. She's a larger woman. And last night, which would have been Saturday, May the 29th, she was on, and she was doing really well. All of her likes were above where they needed to be. All her poops were really, really low. And she was funny. She was drinking. She was having a good time. And then all of a sudden, a mod has the ability to take somebody off the TV and put somebody in their replacement. So let's say you're leading the pack and you're on the air, but there's somebody about four steps below you that's waiting to go on. A mod can flip-flop things and throw somebody out of order on the screen. Well, they took Susie off. They took her off while she was entertaining us and we were all laughing. And they put Beta Master on, which I have no problem against him.